something from the past.
Start your day at the Torah, Rabbi Yona Kaufman.
Morning, everyone. It's Stam of the Eilam of Eri Nisair after a Gantz Yom Tov of Chanukah, Murid Geshurim. I want to discuss just the Inyan, which is Halacha Negea to straight after Chanukah. Could be you've already done it. But it's a general Inyan, which is Negea the whole year round, which is the Inyan of how to treat Tashmishe Mitzvah. Which is negiah to the moisa, the leftover shemen, oil, and psilas. So we'll start off discussing be'ikka, the sugya, where the sugya is of the tashmisha mitzvah is in hilchas tzitzis, simcha falaf. So we know, let's start off a bit before that, we know there's two concepts, there's kedusha and there's mitzvah. So we have the Gemara in Megillah says, Tashmishe mitzvah nizrakin, things which you use for a mitzvah you can throw out. Nizrakin literally means throw out. Tashmishe mitzvah, tashmishe kedusha on nignozim, you have to put in geniza. You have to treat it much better and put it in geniza. What is tashmishe mitzvah? You have sukkah, lulav, shofar, and tashmishe kedusha are the dluskimi of which is the bag for sfarim, the cup for sfarim and tefillin, mezuzas, and the tikshel sefer Torah, the gatel, all the things which are meshamash the kedusha. Just to point out, to be magdir, to have it in our mind, which lechera comes out from the Gemara. What defines something to be a tashmishe kedusha and something which is only a tashmishe mitzvah? So the common fact of all the to define a Tashmishe Kedusha is if it's got words of Torah in it. Something which has got words of Torah, that becomes a Tashmishe Kedusha, which gives us a merdiga chizuk, a merdiga insight in what Torah it is. The words of Torah create a Kedusha to the thing, that the thing itself, the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin, Mezuzahs, the Sfarim, even printed Sfarim, the Pashtas we take on has got a din of Tashmishe Kedusha. And that makes that even the tashmishim, even things which serve it, also have a kedusha. You've got to treat it well. Mashiach is something which is not Torah, it's only used for mitzvah, that's much less of a darga. So just to speak out quickly, in tashmishi kedusha you have three dargas. You've got the kedusha itself, which means the tefillin, the sefer Torah, the mezuzah, that's the kedusha atzma, that's the tefillin itself. That you've got to definitely put in geniza, and that once even it's worn away, there's nothing else you can do with it. You've got to treat it very well, in putting geniza. Tashmishe kedusha, also you have to put in geniza, but on that there's a little bit of a kula that a tanai helps. That's why we find in halacha you can make a tanai for your tefillin bag to put something else inside it. A tanai would help. Tashmishe kedusha, pashtas has got no kedusha, and you don't have to treat it, you can use it for other things. Unless it's made for covered. If the tashmish kedusha is made specifically to as a covered, then we take on that it's got a din of Tashmish Kedusha. But what I want to focus today on is more on Tashmishe Mitzvah, which I heard this from the Sefer, there's a very good Sefer, the Baal Ginze Kodesh from Yisrael, Rabbi Feinhandler. He went into the whole Indian of Geniza and Tashmishe Kedusha into a very big way. To bring up a big hysteria. And he said as well, he pointed out that there's a big people in the world, mistakenly a lot, they think that anything which doesn't need geniza, you can just do what you want with it, treat it how you want. And that we want to see Hashemaya talk around, that even if there's no inyan of geniza, but there's still an inyan of not to be mevaza, something which was used for the mitzvah. That's what we want to talk about, Bessiat Hashemaya. So the yesod of all this, of treating Tashmishe Kedusha the right way, is goes under the title of Bizui Mitzvahs, of not being Mevazah Mitzvahs, which the Gemara, which is also Gemara in Chanukah, the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chaf Beis, says the Makor of the Inyan of not being Mevazah Mitzvahs, where the Gemara discusses that you mustn't have Hanah from the Neiros whilst you're lighting them. The Gemara learns it out from, the Gemara says, Avoin the Kul Adam. We learn now the Inyan Bizui Mitzvahs from a Pasuk. So we learn now from a Pasuk. It says by Kisui Hadam, V'shofach V'kissa. We dash from V'shofach V'kissa. The same way you were shayfach it, that's the same way you should be mechaseh the dam. Just like you did it biyad, you're shayfach biyad, you should be mechaseh biyad, and you shouldn't go and be mechaseh the dam with your regal. Why? In order not to be mevazeh the mitzvahs. And that's where the Gemara learns out the inyan of bizui mitzvahs. The Rambam, before we start the Haktamah, the Rambam has got an unbelievable lashon when he brings down this halacha about bizui mitzvahs, about dam. The Rambam says like this, the Rambam wants to put us straight in our hashkafa in mitzvahs all around. The Rambam says, this is the last Rambam in Hilchas Shechita, the last Rambam in the Seder of Kedusha. The Rambam says like this, she'ein ha-kavod la'atzman shel mitzvahs. The kavod, we're not being mechabed the etzem mitzvah, the etzem tashmish mitzvah. We're not giving kavod to the etzem mitzvah. He says, Ella, who are we giving kavod? Ella, le misha tziva v'hem baruchu. We're giving kavod to the Rebbeinu shel Olam, who was metzava us to do his mitzvahs. And the Rambam goes out of his way, which he does sometimes, and he starts giving a whole shmooze, not to forget, what are mitzvahs, right? Mitzvahs are not just things we do, right? We have things to do, so mitzvahs are also things we do. Rambam says like this, v'hitzilonu, and he saved us, milemashesh b'choshech, from groping around in the darkness of this world. V'orach oisonu, and he laid in front of us, ner, a light, liyasher hamaisim, to straighten up our ways, our ma'asim, v'oir, and it should be a light, l'hoirois, to teach us, nesivas ayosha, the correct ways to go in this world. V'cheinu oiman, and so it says in the Tehillim, Dov Damanach said, ne l'ragli dvarecha v'oir l'nesivasi. Rambam saying, mitzvahs, avada mitzvahs are what the Rebbeinu is mitzvah as, but mitzvahs are something which guide us. It's a skula, and it's, when a person does a mitzvah, the mitzvah is, guides the person, and it lights up the person's nefesh to become closer to the Rebbeinu shel Olam and to have the right hashkafa and the right way how to lead in this world. And obviously that would work much better if a person, whilst he's doing the mitzvah, he's thinking that the Rebbeinu shel Olam was the one who's mitzvah. He's not just doing a mitzvah sanofshim ulamada because that's what we do and that's the way we grow up, but he's doing it because the Rebbeinu shel Olam was mitzvah, and that way the mitzvah will guide him through his life. Oh, so to start off understanding when Tashmish Kedusha have a mitzvah and how to treat Tashmish Kedusha. So let's start off with the Gemara like we just mentioned before. The Gemara says that Tashmish mitzvah on Nizrakin, you can throw away. So L'chaira, looking at that Gemara, Tashmish mitzvah Nizrakin tells us that Tashmish mitzvah don't really have much Kedusha. They've got nothing to them. You can throw them away. You're allowed to throw them away. So all the Rishonim ask from this Gemara and Shabbos, the Gemara and Shabbos which we mentioned about Kisu Hadam, which the Gemara is discussing there about the Inyan Bizu Mitzvahs, we see from there that there is an Inyan to be Mechabed Mitzvahs, not to be Mevazah Mitzvahs. So what's Pshat that Tashmisha Mitzvah is Rokin? And so Frag and Adu Rishonim, that's all the Rishonim discussed there in the Sugya. So there is Be'emes two Mahalchim in the Sugya, in the Rishonim, but we'll focus on the main Mahalach, which is the Ha'alach Lemaisa. The Rishonim bring a Sheiltas. The Sheiltas says like this, and in the Sheiltas lies the Teretz to our Kasha to answer the Stira. Says the Sheiltas, you're not allowed to go and do your own Tzrochim with something which you still need to be yoytz to the mitzvah with. Going chutin hakuim betalis, like strings, chutin which are still on the talis. Lemesa be medam means to tie something with it. Inami hashana leiruchibe or etzrog, the mitzvah to go and eat it. Because we learn out from the shafach the kisa that you have to be mechabed mitzvahs. But says the finishes off the shilters. But the dafke tashmisha mitzvah bosad da avidu buhu mitzvah nizrokin. When do we say that Tashmish mitzvah nizrokin is only once after the mitzvah. Once they're not any more fit for the mitzvah, once you already finish the mitzvah with them, then they can be nizrokin. But kol's man, they are still roy for the mitzvah. Kol's man, you still want to be yotz of the mitzvah with this thing, then you have to go and give it its correct covered and not be mevazir. Once you finish using it, then you can.
Apply to the owner himself or to anybody who's going to.
Yeah, so we're going to see in Shulchan Aruch. We're going to see in we'll discuss a few cases. We'll see what it's negated to. So in Shulchan Aruch, it's brought down like this. In Simcha Falav and Hilchas Tzitzis, Shulchan Aruch says like this: Chutei Tzitzis shenifseku yochel azorkin la'ashba b'bnei shei mitzvah she'im beguf kedusha. The case which the Shulchan Aruch tells us that you do not have to anymore treat it with kedusha and you can throw it away is when the tzitzis are off the beged. Your tzitzis, a piece of tzitzis snaps off the beged. What do I do with it now? Now it's not anymore roy for the mitzvah because it's not on the beged. So then you can go, even though it was used for a mitzvah, you can go and you can throw it away.
Even though it's a shon nizrokin, no isur to put them in shame.
Even
if it is nizrokin,
yeah,
it's a mutter to put it in
shame. Oh, of course, yeah, we'll get to them. We'll get there. Well, yeah. No, definitely not. Aber says the Shulchan Aruch weiter, aber kolzman shim kvuim betalis, kolzman that the tzitzis are still on the talis, also l'shtamish behem, you're not allowed to go and use the talis, the tzitzis, for your own tzrachim, kigoin likshe behem shem dava, to go and tie something with it, or kiyot v'zeh mishum bizu mitzvah. So we see here that the Shulchan Aruch points out, when is it called not roy for the mitzvah? Once the tzitzis are not anymore on the beged, once they've snapped off, then you can do what you want with it. You can go and use it to tie something, or you can throw it out, which we'll discuss soon exactly what. But because the tzitzis are still on the talis, and the tzitzis are still roy to do the mitzvah with, then you've got to treat that as a tashmish mitzvah, which you're not allowed to be mevazit, which means you're not allowed to go and use it for your own personal needs. So let's speak out the protim in tashmish mitzvah, when they are roy l'shimush, when it's still roy to use, and when it's not roy to use. So, as we said, a tashmish mitzvah which is still roy to use, you can't go and use it for your own tzrachim, and kolshkin, you can't go and do a minig, something, a bizoyan to it. So tzitzis. So our first example here is the tzitzis. When we talk about tzitzis, we talk about the strings themselves, the strings which are the mitzvah themselves. So that for sure, the strings themselves are for sure called the tashmish to mitzvah, and like we said, kolzman, it's still on the beged, you mustn't go and use it for your own tzrachim. Some people like, you know, they call it make a tie in your knot to remind yourself something. Yeah? So if someone would want to go to do that with the tzitzis, you know, go and tie it, he needs to remember something, one shouldn't do that. Even though it's not a bizoyan, but since it's still roy for the mitzvah, you're not allowed to go and use it for your own tzrachim.
Once it becomes possible, become all torn and puzzled. Can I then take it off the beged and then throw it away?
We're going to talk about that. Yeah. Once it's possible. We're talking about Devaila. Once it's not Devaila, I'm talking about at the moment. I'm talking about whilst they are still roy to use for the mitzvah. There's still a talis cotton which is still roy to use for the mitzvah. So then the strings. Dvaila, we're focusing on the strings. The strings should not be used for any of your own tzrachim. And definitely not what people sometimes do, you know, it's quite tempting sometimes to do it to your children. You go and you take the tzitzis and you tickle it into their ears. Yeah. That also, one shouldn't do. That could even be a matzav of a bizoyan, maybe. That's discussing the tzitzis. What about the talis itself? What about the talis itself? The talis cotton or the talis cotton itself, the beged, not the tzitzis. Are you allowed to go and use that for your own personal needs? So that the Mishnah Berurah brings a machlekas, oilas tomid on the taz. The oilas tomid says it's mutzah, and the taz says it's osa. Says the Mishnah Berurah, brings from the Prima Godin, that there's a difference between a talis godl and a talis cotton. A talis godl, which is meyuchad for tefillah, we, in our days, we could use our talis gadol for tefillah. So that says the Prima Godim, you should treat that like the tzitzis themselves, and you shouldn't use it for your own tzrachim. That means if you want to go and wipe something away, your talis is anyway dirty, and you want to wipe some dust away with it, or something like that, that definitely you shouldn't go and use your talis gadol. But the talis katan, a talis katan which is not meyuchad l'tefillah, that you are allowed to, Mishnah Berurah's machriyah, since it's a levush hedyot, it's not a levush which we're using for the mitzvah, it's more of a levush hedyot, that you're allowed to go and use it for a tashmish, which is einu meguna. You can't use it for a tashmish meguna, because it's still a tashmish to mitzvah, but to use it for your own shochim, the talis itself, the beged itself, I mean the beged talis katan itself, you can use for your own shochim. Well, that's what it is. It's a beged. Yeah, yeah. But in Tumat, to use it, that's what it's supposed to be. That's what it's supposed to be. A beged is. Yeah, because that is set aside for the mitzvah. But here, the definition of a beged here is to keep you warm. Chanukah light, you're not lighting to give you light. Your definition there is to, because Rabbi Shimon told us, the Chacham told us to light to remember the nest. You set it aside from you. Dafka didn't do it to light. That would be a difference. We'll talk later about Neir Shabbos. Here comes the Shaila always. Can I use my talis or my talis cotton to wipe my glasses? Yes. We should come together to see them more when they have that on the outside. But you know, sometimes you want to go and use your talis cotton or talis godel to wipe your talis, to clean your glasses or something like that. So, a talis godel, to use your talis godel, according to what we just said, you should not be allowed. Because a talis godel, we said, Mishnah Berurah's machriya, since it's miyuchad for tefillah, you should treat that like the tzitzis themselves, and you shouldn't use it for any of your own needs, even though it's not a tashmish maguna. It's not a tashmish maguna, you shouldn't use it for your own needs. A talis godel is lechayra out of the question, you shouldn't use. What about your talis cotton? So that is a machlekes in the poskim in the last, since classes. Since class started in the last 10 years, the Stipler and the Rishonim Zalman, they were quite machme about it. They said that one should not use it. It's a bizui to start using your tzitzis to clean your beged of your telescope to clean your glasses. But Rabbi Yashav, here you see a kula from Rabbi Yashav. Rabbi Yashav says he doesn't see any problem with a tshuva in Kovitz tshuvas. Rabbi Yashav says, I don't see any problem. He says, it's not a bizayon whatsoever. He says, plenty of people have nice, expensive clothing, and they would go and they would wipe their glasses with it, because it doesn't do anything to it. So why should you not do that with your talis cotton? It's not a bizayon for your talis cotton. Even talis godel.
I haven't seen it myself yet.
It could be. I haven't seen everything. I don't know everything. It could be. Oh, but to take the talis cotton and to start, let's say, wiping your schwitz with it, you know, sometimes you play football and you wear your talis on top, and you know, you put your tits on the top because you don't want to wear a vest, you know, these type of things, and you want to go and you wipe your schwitz with it, because, you know, it's anyway has to go in the washing. That lechayra, to use it for your schwitz, is that that's more of a tashmish maguna, it's not geschmack, it makes it smell. So for you, be a dayim to go and wipe it, that lechayra one should not do. Oh, so that's all discussing tashmish mitzvah, which is ro'i still for the mitzvah. What about a tashmish mitzvah, which is not any more ro'i for the shmish mitzvah? So that we said, then, once it's already not fitting for the mitzvah, then you can go and use it for your own tzrachim. So someone who's got an old beged, so then he can go. If someone's got tzitzis, so then he can go and use the strings, as long as it's not a tashmish, as long as it's not going to be a matzav of bizayon. But even if it's not any more roi for shimush, but if it's going to be a matzav of a bizayon, to use it for something which is a bizayon, that even if it's not any more roi, you shouldn't use. And that's a mefurish sif in the next sif in Shulchan Aruch sif base, even on the talis which doesn't have tzitzis anymore. And you're not planning to use it, but to go and use it for bizarion, to go and use it for to clean some dirt or to clean dust to start cleaning up, then one should not use the talis, because that's already a bizarion. Something which was used for the mitzvah, you mustn't go and use it as a bizarion.
Because if you're saying the talis is just a beggar, it's not a holy zakat, it's just a beggar, you wouldn't use your suit jacket, it's also a beggar, you wouldn't use it to clean like a shpat of dirt. So you wouldn't use it to clean the glasses or something to clean like a
mm-hmm.
mop.
Yeah. Yeah, but this is more than that, because it's even if someone would, but this, since it was used for the mitzvah, you shouldn't go and, some people are not, but you know, you're anyway sending it to the dry cleaners, your jackets, you know, why not go and wipe something up? But since it was used for a mitzvah, so it'd be a dime to go, like we said, it'd be a dime to go and be mevaza, something which is used for a mitzvah, one should not do. Like we spoke out from the Rambam earlier, because it's not a good chinuch for the person. Even though there's no kedusha in the thing itself, it's the wrong chinuch for the person himself to start going and treating things which were used for the mitzvah in the not correct way, in a bizoyan digger way. Oh, good. That's not bizoyan dafka. That's not called a bizoyan. Yeah, they give another example. One of the posts can say, if you want to use an old talis to I don't know, it's a random example, but for a sofer to clean his pen or the clef. You know, in the olden days, people used to look after things much more, you know, the pachim ketanim. Nowadays, we have a big shefas, you know, everything gets thrown away. The olden days, they treasured things. But so to use it for something which is not a design, the poskim, a lot of the old poskim days discuss using an old beged as a patch. Start making a whole beged out of it, or like say trousers, they say, is a bizoyin. But to cut off a piece of a talis, of an old talis, which doesn't have tzitzis on anymore, and to use it as a patch on the clothes, that they allow. Obviously, that's not again nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we don't need to come onto these things. Obviously, that's what they discuss. So that's all discussing the hishtamshus in using it. Now let's try and discuss throwing it away. You're not anymore holding by using it, and you want to throw it away. How should I throw it away? And I think this is very nagah. You know, we all have tzitzis. We all can change our tzitzis. What are we supposed to do with our tzitzis and talis when we're finished using it? So the mechaber starts off. The mechaber says that once the tzitzis which are snapped off the beged, so they're not anymore roel shimush, he says you can throw it into the dustbin. He says ashpa, the dustbin. Which sounds quite harsh. You know, you can take your tzitzis and just chuck it in the dustbin. So in the mechaber itself, in the shittas of mechaber itself, there's a big nidun in the poskim, a huge nidun of fenat, the tazel of ushisrod, the aruch hashulchan. It's very unclear if the mechaber himself allows you actually to throw it in a dustbin in a matzav where it'll be a bizoyan. The Taz is mashma that he would. The Aruch HaShulchan is very stark that Abada, he brings a rag from Sif Beis. It's a whole nidun that we can't go into now, Barichas. But if the Mechaber himself allows you to actually throw it into the dustbin. But what's negiah to most of us is the Ramah. The Ramah comes along and says that even after you finish using it, you shouldn't be noyeg minig bizayan to throw it directly into the dustbin. Novos, he says you don't need geniza. Says Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah speaks out. You can't go be a dayim with your hands and throw the tzitzis which are snapped off into the dustbin.
Can be used again.
Pashtus, it's once if it still can be used, then it's still you got to. Yeah, it's got more kedusha in it. So you have to. We'll discuss that in a minute. You have to be more careful with it. But you can't go and throw it away be a dayim. You can leave it. Mishnah Berurah speaks out, you can leave it in a matzav where it could get thrown away on its own. If you leave it somewhere where it'll get thrown away on its own, as long as you didn't go and do a ma'aser biyadayim to it, it's fine. That also brings out the nekuda, which we bring, I'd just like to go back to this Rambam, to the Hashkafa here, is because even if you know that by leaving it in this matzav, it could easily get it can get thrown away, but the ikki is you shouldn't go and do a ma'aser biyadayim. Why? Because the thing itself doesn't bear to have kedusha. It's more the chinuch for the person himself that he should be mevaz the mitzvah biyadayim and throw it away. Oh, now the remark carries on. So what do we do lema'aser? So the remark carries on, and the remark says, that the yesh medaktikim legoinzam. There are those who are medaktik to put even tzitzis which are snapped into geniza. V'hamachmi u'medaktik b'mitzvahs tovei alav bracha. If you want a bracha, says the Ramah, brings the Maril, then you should put it in geniza. So of course it's definitely better to put our tzitzis in geniza. But we want to also discuss the ikkadid, you know, it's not always so practical to put in the geniza. Sometimes you have a lot, and you don't have the shemus bag, you know, your wife wants to get rid of it, you want to get it out already, and, you know, geniza costs, so we don't necessarily always, we also want to discuss what's the ikkadid. As we said, to throw it directly into the dustbin, even tzitzis you can't do, and kol shekein v'kol shekein, a talis cotton, which has still got tzitzis on, which is most of our cases, we've got a talis cotton, a talis gadol, which still has the tzitzis on. You can't go and throw it directly into the dustbin, not into our dustbins, because that's zicha matzav abizayin. Here comes the big question, which everyone asked, can I put it in a bag in the dustbin? And that's one of the most negedia questions, which we want to do. I mean, putting in shame is maybe not such an easy option. Can I put it in a bag and put it in a dustbin? Is that called a mederech bizayon or not? And this is really not clear in the Heintiger Poskim what the halacha is. I've asked around. The Balkin Zeh HaKodesh said he heard from Rabbi Yashav, who said that putting it into the dustbin, even if it's in a bag, that's called a bizoin. Taking your tzitzis, which you use for mitzvah, and it's still roy for the mitzvah, even a talis cotton, especially a talis cotton, which is still roy for mitzvah, and to put it into the dustbin, even in a bag, is called a matzvah bizoin. I spoke to a few other poskim, also they weren't happy with it. But none of the, some say, you know, you can't asser it, you can't say it's wrong. I think there are plenty of, there are poskim who will tell you you can do it. It's not wrong, but it's not a, as one poskim said to me, it's not a hiddur mitzvah. It's definitely not a hiddur mitzvah to go and take your tzitzis in a bag and put it in a dustbin. But it's not wrong, one can do it, and I think plenty of poskim will say you can do it. Double wrap it maybe even better, because it's more of a chance that it won't get snapped when they, you know, when they deal with the rubbish. But I think the Rabbi Eliashiv's svara was not more the double wrap because it's going to get snapped. It's more, is it a ma'aser bizayon? You know, you're taking your tithes and throwing it into the dustbin together. You left over cholent and kigel and the vice versa. You know, that itself is a ma'aser bizayon. Oh, so if you'd have recycling for clothes, that could be a lot better. That's what I was thinking. Recycling for clothes. That's what they say as well for schach. Schach, we have the same idea for schach as well. Schach also, you got the famous, also it says tashmish the mitzvah. And also you shouldn't just chuck it away in a way that it's going to be a matzvah bizayon with all your domestic things. But if you put it into a recycling, the pink lid, then it could be that is much better, because it's not, that's not a, you're not putting it together with all that your other... Oh, we're getting that. We're going to Mitzvah Shem talk about that now. Just one last thing. The Mishnah Berurah finishes off. This is just a big mistake in the world. The Mishnah Berurah springs from the Maril that a tzitzis which have snapped, you should go and be mekayim another mitzvah with it. And what should you do? You should put it in a sefer and use it as a siman. From this has come the grave mistake that all the poskim, the Friediger poskim, already shry about, and you still unfortunately see it continuously be amenu. People take snap scissors and they just chuck it into the sefer. They think their sefer is a geniza box, and they take their sefer, and unfortunately people do it to their hairs as well, and that's really a bizayon. They take their hairs, which is ekeldik, as you say, and they think that their hairs have kedusha. Maybe it does, but it definitely doesn't belong in the sefer. A sefer, as we discussed, the sefer is the kedusha itself, and you're taking your hairs or your tzitzis and just throwing in the sefer. This, where it comes from, that people do it, is from this Maril. Maril says you should go and use it as a bookmark. To take your tzitzis and use it as a bookmark, that's a gewaldig gezach, you're using it for another mitzvah. Oh, but just to take your tzitzis and hairs and throw it in and use your sefer as a shemus box, that is no way to be matter that. And if you see it, you should take it out probably. So this is already this is not a Heinti Gazach, this is already the Merk Tzia, that all the post-game Mamish, they all shy about it. Yeah, it's also not necessarily, if it's from that sefer, then maybe, I hear, but it's not a Gneza, a sefer is not a Gneza, a sefer is the Kedusha itself, this is Kedusha itself, it's like one of the highest dargas. If it's printed already as a Nidan, but this is Kedusha itself, Torah, and to use it as your Seamus box is, I think, it's getting late. So to move over just to the sugya of the leftover Shemen Upsilis, which is Nagia to now, maybe some of you have already thrown it out or burnt it, but by me, usually they linger around for a month or two or three till I decide what to do with them. And your wife says, you know, it's getting Erev Pesach to put it in the fire soon. So what are we supposed to do with our Moisa Shemen Upsilis? So let's, in the short time we've got, just quickly finish, discuss that. So l'chayra, what should come out from this is that for your leftover shayna mitzvah is tashmisha mitzvah, leftover from the mitzvah, you should be able to use it for what you It's not any more omer to the mitzvah. You should be able to go and use it for what you want. And it can be nizrokin as long as it's not a matzav of his own. But we find the Rishonim bring from the Shiltas, again the Shiltas, Shiltas says that you should go and you should burn it. Why? Because they were hooked to the mitzvah. So the question is, what does that mean it was hooked to the mitzvah? It was set aside for the mitzvah. The Rishonim will ask from the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Shemen upsilas, you've already lit for the Shia, you can go and you can use it for whatever you want. You can go and you can be mishtamash to the oir of the you can use the havanah from the oir of the tzitzis, of the chanukah, of the menorah, of the shemen and the psidas. So there's two rishonim brought down, in the rishonim. One teretz is that there's enough gemina the first half an hour and afterwards. So the first half an hour is the mitzvah. So the shemen in the first half an hour is called the shemen ha-mitzvah, and that you're not allowed to have hana from. But after the shia mitzvah, after half an hour, then you can have hana from those. So this that you have to burn, according to this teretz, this that you have to burn the shemen psilas is only if your menorah goes out within half an hour. We pass in kofsa in zakakla. So that shemen and psilas you need to burn. But the shemen and psilas after half an hour is not called huktzin mitzvasai. You don't need to go and burn it. Why do you need to burn it? Just to speak out, sorry. Why do you need to burn it? What's we see here you burn it? Because since it's huktzin mitzvasai, we're scared. This is definitely more again, those days where they were also more particular on what they had. They were scared that you may go and use your shemen and psilas for other things, for cooking, and for your other hanas, to light up for things. Even for mitzvah, you could be not allowed to, your pashtas not allowed to do shemen say. So that's why they said, straight away, go and burn it. That's one teretz. So one teretz in shemen is nafkmina before, in the Zmana Mitzvah and the Shia's Mitzvah, or after. The other Rishonim say no, it depends if you put it in the stomach or not. If you filled up a whole glass of oil and you didn't have in mind anything, you had in mind that this is all going to be to light for the whole night, whatever it is, however, for the next few hours, all that has a Kedusha and you can't use it for your own Tzorachim. Unless you specifically have in mind that you only want to use it for half an hour. Why is this different? This is Rishonim speak out. Why is Shemen Upsilas different than Schach? We find Schach and Noi Sukkah, after Sukkah, you are allowed to have it. No one says you have to go and burn it. There's no halacha that you have to go and burn the Schach. People burn it because they don't want to throw it away in a matzvah of his own. But there's no halacha that you have to burn the Schach. What's the nafkamina? The answer is because Schach, you know, will still be a light. It will still be there after Sukkot. So when you set it aside for the mitzvah, you set it aside for the 7-8 days of Sukkot, knowing that after Sukkot, I want to maybe use it for other things. I'm thinking Shemen and Psilas, which normally get burnt up. So in your mind, you've already given up on that, and you're saying these Shemen and Psilas are set aside for the mitzvah, and they're not ever going to be roy to be used again, because it's going to be gone. So then you've set aside completely, so then you're not allowed to go and have an off on it. So this brings us to the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says that one should go and burn it. Says the Magen Avraham, the Ikka Dedina we paskin like the first teretz, that only the shemen within the first half an hour one has to burn. The shemen after the half an hour, you do not have to burn. You're allowed to use it for your own tzrachim. Says the Magen Avraham, the Bach is machmir for the other teretz, that all the oil which you put there, l'shem mitzvah, you should go and treat it as if it's tashmishe mitzvah and huksele mitzvah, and you should have to burn it and not use it for your own tzrachim. So the Mishavur says, Magen Avraham and Mishavur bring down, that you should make a tenai before you light, that if you want to use it, that I only want the shemen for the first half an hour. It's not clear in the Mishavur. What happens if someone like we do? I don't think any of us go and make it tonight. Adarabba, I think we all want it. Why are we putting in a lot of oil? We're putting in a lot of oil because tichl regel mashuk is very late, but some anissa is kishmak. You want it to light. With behead, you're going to light it, a shem mitzvah. So, halacha lemaisa, that brings us that I can't say it's for sure, asa. Oh, but it definitely gives us a makam lahachmi that even the oil, which is after the half an hour, there's a makam lahachmi to treat it as if it's the huktzin mitzvah, and you shouldn't use it for your own tzrachim. So what should you go and do with it? So the Mechaber says you should burn it. And that comes, the Chassidim have a big thing to do with Shreifas Apsilas. I think it comes from that Rizal. I'm not sure you know what the, why they get excited, why, what the Inyonim here. Yeah, I mean, there's Rizal brings it, Mr. Mavir, Rizal's there. But there is a, in Halacha, it comes from this thing that because it was hooked in a mitzvah, we're scared you're going to go and use it for your other things, so that's why we want you to burn it. Interestingly, is that is discussing the oil. What about the psilas? This I didn't understand, and I saw people being worried. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, if you take out Mishnah Berurah, you learn the Mishnah Berurah Shia, the Mishnah Berurah mentioned, not the Mechaber, not the Mishnah Berurah, mentioned the word about the psilas, the burning of the psilas. Not a word. They only talk about the Shemen. Psilas don't say anything. And the Chur is very understandable according to the way we just explained it. Because why do you have to burn it, we said? Because you're maxil a mitzvah, you gave up on it for good. That's why it's worse even than Schach. That's all very nice in the Shemen, because the Shemen gets burnt up. But the psilas, I mean, a lot of the psilas which we have, they don't get burnt up. The psilas, they're the way that they burn the oil. But the psilas themselves, only a bit of it gets burnt up. But the rest of it, which doesn't get burnt up, you never had in Maya, and that's going to get burnt up. So you weren't maxed at the mitzvah. So why can't I go and take those psilas and use it for my Shabbos candles or something else after Hanukkah? So that's not clear why you need to actually go and burn the psilas. Why would thing? So who said you do? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. But if you look in the Chai Adam, and you look in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch, and a lot of the Poskim, and if you even look in the Ran Yishenim, they also say, they say Shemen and Psidas. So some say the reason is because the Psidas have inside it, they are absorbed with Shemen. So because the Psidas are absorbed with Shemen, so mitzad the Shemen which is absorbed in it, that's why you have to burn the Psidas. But not because of the Psidas themselves. That's an interesting Lemaisa. So Lemaisa, what do we do with our psilas? Getting down tachlis halacha Lemaisa, what do we do with our psilas? So Mechaber says again, you should burn it. Burning is not something we're so used to, start making fires, you know, thing. So some people, I think in bells, they have the meaning to keep it for Shreifas Chametz, to keep it for Shreifas Chametz. And I don't know if sometimes, you know, your wife will appreciate having your psilas lying around and things, and it'll spill over, and you leave in the silver cupboard and it'll spill over. It's not so always so practical. I've had that before. The next thing would be to, which we discussed earlier, and I think here there's definitely more of a mokum lakel, is to go and put it in a bag and put it in a dustbin. Even though we discussed before there's a nidan, here, since we're anyway discussing normally the shemen after half an hour, which is a ganz nidan, and this thing of putting it in a bag and dustbin is a great design, it's only shemitah. I think here, everyone will tell you, it's not terrible to go and take your shemen and psila and put it in a bag. You can double wrap it to be safer and put it into the dustbin. But just to point out that the leftover in the bottle, there's a few people ask me, it's posh. Of course, the leftover in the bottle has got no kedusha, because when it comes to tashmisha mitzvah, we say hazmana lav milsihi. So even though you set this aside for Chanukah, but we say hazmana lav milsihi, so the leftover in the bottle, you're okay to use for whatever you want. This year, actually, one of my family members had this. Unfortunately, had this. Someone had a rose in their foot. So there's a nice skula, which is brought down from the kotzka, uminoisa kankanim, from the leftovers from the oil, from the jugs, nasa nes la shashanim, make a nes for the shashanim, the rose.
Which oil are we talking about?
Let's discuss. Which oil are we talking about? So we are talking about, so the kotzka says, we're talking about uminoisa kankanim, from the bottle. Oh, but not everyone says that. Others say it means from what you lit from. If you look in the Sfarim, I think they say that. So that again, just to point out, you have to be careful. You have to be careful if it's from the first half an hour or after half an hour. If it's from the oil from the first half an hour, it's not so posh to go, since it was hooked to the mitzvah, you can't go and use it for your own tzrochim, even for a refuah, pashtas. But if it's the shemen for after half an hour, which is a machlekas, so then the refuah, maybe you can be makel. Just to point out the last thing. This is a very stark nekuda. We're talking about throwing away things from Chanukah. This be'emes is a big nidan. When it comes to the tashmish mitzvah itself, when it comes to something which was used for the mitzvah, like the menorah, right? The menorah is more like a tashmish to tashmish mitzvah. You know, you got the you've got the menorah or the kosas or the candlesticks of Shabbos and the estric box, these things as well, things which were used for the mitzvah. It's only like a tashmish to tashmish. It wasn't mishamash the mitzvah itself. It's not the tashmish of mitzvah itself. So that avada hasn't got no kedusha. That you can throw it out. But again, the poskim all say to throw it out, but derech bizayon, mamash in a derech bizayon, you shouldn't. But coming to our Chanukah menorah, if you look around, a lot of our Chanukah menorahs have on it written, especially the children's one, have written in it the words, Haneris halalu kodeshim. And these words, Haneris halalu kodeshim, are words from Chazal. It's Masechah Sofrim. Once you have words from Chazal written on something, then you have to put it into Shemus. It is a big sugya. It's a massive sugya. There's a lot of heterim, and you have to know. You have to know what the heterim are. If it's written derech melitza, or for different reasons, or something which is shogu b'fiakol, people talk then there's a heter. But this, Rabbi Eliashiv said, and I've spoken to others as well. There's no clear reason. Why are they writing Haneiros Halal Kodeshim? They're not trying to be Makdishit. If they're trying to be Makdishit, Haneiros Halal Kodeshim, then you stammer the problem. So what they're trying to do, they're trying to define what this Chanukah menorah is. They're trying to bring down Chazal and say, this is a menorah. You know, unfortunately, you go around now this time of the year, a lot of people are also lighting different candles in their windows. We want to show this is a menorah, Haneiros Halal Kodeshim. So it's not a melitza. It's not a melitza. You're writing words of Chazal. So l'chayra, I mean, I don't want to say, I haven't looked into all the poskim, but l'chayra, definitely not to go and throw it away in the dustbin directly, but it could be a very stark mokum, like these children know, which have any of these words, and there's no gojim, you should have to actually put it into Shemus, because it's got words from Chazal. But Emes, this Indian of Shemus is a huge sugya.
So they discuss
that as well. There's Rabbi Eliashiv wasn't happy. Rabbi Eliashiv was very. This is another Indian. Maybe we'll talk about another time. This Indian of Shemus, the way the printing nowadays and the advertising and the way people just write what they want and they use divrei Chazal. I'm looking for what even on invitations in many years ago in Eretz Yisrael, a cold courier went out about invitations. People writing psukim and what happens to them? They go into the dustbin. That's a big sugya on its own. Oh, but this just when I get to Chanukah, I just wanted to point out this Indian.